This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's where I want you. I want you part of the solution. I know I say it all the time, but I mean it. I want you to win. You win by having information. I'm telling you, you make them stutter when you're informed. Give me a holler. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. And you know what? Do get involved. Don't be afraid to get involved. I've heard people say, well, I'm not as fast as you. I am not that fast. And coming back with stuff. I have some of the knowledge there already, and I'm able to use it. And you need to do the same thing. Don't be afraid. So a couple of things in this omnibus bill. That really, really just tweaked me. I'll put it that way. So there's money in the omnibus bill, to protect Ukraine, or protect their border, I should say, but not the U.S. border, right? You know, I mentioned it earlier, but the bill included hundreds of millions, you hear me? Hundreds of millions of dollars to protect the border of Egypt, Oman, many, many other Middle Eastern countries. So why is that there? Why is that okay? Why are we okay shoring up their borders but not ours? Makes no sense. Absolutely none. But this is why it's so important. If your person isn't doing a job they should be doing, find somebody else to run for that seat. Find somebody else that will fight for you. Right? It just, again, just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The other thing that bothers me about all this, we're giving tens of billions to Ukrainian soldiers, right, the country so they can take care of their soldiers. While we let vets sleep in the streets. We let vets go homeless. We let vets go months before they can get any help, medical help. That seems to be okay. Come on, let that sink in for a little bit. In September, the Army recommended that soldiers take advantage of food stamps to feed their families. No, they shouldn't have to. It's not their fault that they're in the position they're in most cases. All right? Real big difference. Inflation has packed a big punch on many of our bank accounts. Gas, groceries, car repair, everything. It's skyrocketed. And for military members, it's even worse. So what the military wants, or what our military leaders want, is to make it easier to get on welfare. Right? I mean, how does that work? Here, we want you to go on government aid while you're out there protecting the government that is usually reserved for people you are hopefully are in temporary positions. But then you think about those soldiers. When Congress is giving a long-standing ovation, right, for the president of Ukraine and the fighting they're doing and how tough their men and women are and all of this, I don't hear that about our people. Why not? Our Congress should be doing the same thing for our people, for our soldiers, for our men and women in the military. Right? It is infuriating. They're giving $44 billion. I think that puts us close to a little over 100, doesn't it? $100 billion for them. Now, I get, look, one of the things that he said in his speech was he did not see this as charity. All right? He sees this as an investment. An investment, and again, I don't want to get on their government yet. We'll do that later. But he sees this as an investment in a government that wants freedom of choice for their people, not a communist government, and could be, you know, a real ally of the Americans. Well, even with an investment, you get some kind of report. You know what's going on. You get some information, do you not? Or am I drinking here? Congress is about to give Ukraine $44 billion. I want you to think of that. Ukraine is our top priority. That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said. That Americans really aren't thinking about anything else other than Ukraine. No, they're not worried about what they're putting on their table, right? They're not worried about being able to fill up their car to go to work, to be able to get, you know, money for working to put food on the table. No. They get up every morning and the first thing they think about is whether or not Ukraine's going to make it. That is the first thing on every American's mind every morning. Don't get me wrong. We don't really want anything to happen to Ukraine. That's not the point here. But for them to keep saying this stuff, my God. So I'm your host. Don't go far. More crazy stories coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure having you. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. I know you're tired of me hearing it. Look, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, you probably blew it by now. And when I say that, I don't mean you like you blew your discount or anything like that. But I'm not so sure you can get it by Christmas at this point. Right? And frankly, why did you wait so long? Here's a guy that supports you, supports me in more ways than one. He's offering tremendous offers on his website. The slippers that used to cost, you know, $69 to $89, depending on which ones you wanted, they're down at from, you know, anywhere from $39 to $49. Gotta have a promo code to do it. Promo code Joe is what's going to work for you. Right? 6-piece towel set from MyPillow, you'll save a boatload too, $45. I'm trying to sell something here, and I'm not. And then the pillows, you can get them as cheap as $20. So what are you waiting for? He takes his money. Right now, he is funding the whole legal fees for Carrie Lake. Who else, stepped up and did that? But he can only do that when we buy stuff from him, when we buy stuff from MyPillow. Then he's got the money he needs to be able to pull that off. That's all. Just say, give it some thought. When you're buying things, give it some thought. Sandals, flip-flops, all kinds of stuff. Head over to MyPillow.com, check it out. MyPillow.com. Check, he even got stuff for your dog and your cat, which is, whatever, amazing. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save a bunch of bucks. You'll be very happy with what you got. And you know what? You help out a great cause. Our cause. Anyway, all right. Like I said, the stories get crazier and crazier as we go on. And some people, people actually think I make this stuff up. I don't blame them. I would too. I'd be going, come on, where did you find that? California County now bans landlords from, ready for this one? From conducting criminal background checks on people that they rent to. California does this kind of crazy stuff all the time. So I can't evict them. I can't run criminal checks on them. So why own property? Why do this? Maybe that's the deal. Maybe they don't want you to own property. The California County has passed the ordinance that will ban landlords from conducting criminal background checks on prospective tenants. And they want to do this to make it easier for people to get into apartments so they could curb housing discrimination. However, when you talk to the authorities, housing discrimination complaints have not risen. There's nothing there. The Alameda County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 Tuesday to adopt a fair chance housing ordinance. Shall they do that? It should have been called Screw the Landlord Ordinance. I have no way to do a background check. I don't know if you've been evicted 700 times before. Because that's what most of them use it for. How many times before have you been evicted? What kind of games have you played? They call it a tenant protection. No, this doesn't protect a tenant. If the tenant's a thug, they don't belong in there. They shouldn't be allowed to. The measure will prohibit both private and public landlords from requiring applicants to disclose arrests or convictions. It also bans advertising that discourages people with criminal histories from applying. Oh, what is it? Felons need not apply? They don't like that one? What should we call them? Really, I'm curious. Right? God bless. The California, what is this? The ordinance applies to most resident units in the unincorporated communities, just right outside of San Francisco. And it comes as the Bay Area faces skyrocketing housing costs and a homeless crisis. So, what's happening is they can't afford to move into these places. Well, you got to make up your money somewhere, right? If I'm not allowed to check you out. And I got 10% of my people I have to throw up and I can't evict them. They're not paying the rent. And I wouldn't know that if I ran a background check on them. Well, I got to raise the other rents to cover for it. And maybe that's what you should do. All right, if you landlords are listening, here's what you should do. You should up the rent and have two items on your bill that you send for rent. One is the basic rent. One is the California Homeless Assessment Tax. Or fee. How's that? And then that way they'll know, so when they go to vote next time, they'll know who to vote for. They'll know that the reason you're raising the rents is because you have to pay extra money for the people you can't evict. The California Apartment Association criticized the move. They say the Alameda County needs more units, not more bureaucracy, and definitely not more laws. So rather than focus on building affordable homes, lifting the eviction moratorium, what they're doing is they're making it harder and harder and harder, right, to even want to help, frankly, the homeless. I want to know somebody's got a 750-point credit score before I let them in the apartment at this point, because I don't know they're going to pay their rent. And if they don't pay their rent, even after they get in there, it's not a problem. I can't evict them. I mean, do these people not get it? Do they not know? Just curious. The new law will take effect once the county's pandemic eviction moratorium expires at the end of April. Wow. I don't know. Again, people who've never, in a lot of cases, have never had a job, right? People who've never really had to cut paychecks to somebody else. It's just amazing. And they think they have all the answers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. When we come back, Stanford says no more harmful language. Talk about that one when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A once-in-a-generation winter storm is bringing snow, wind, and frigid temperatures to most of the U.S. this week. Governors in at least a dozen states have enacted emergency measures. The word in Colorado for drivers:
stay home if you're able, but if you need to get out, give yourself plenty of time, and then it's always good to know before you go.
Portions of the Plains and Midwest could see the coldest Christmas in 40 years. The storm's also causing flight disruptions as more than 2,300 have been canceled on Thursday. Major League Baseball reinforced reinstating Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer effective immediately. The league announcing the decision Thursday after a neutral arbitrator ruled to reduce Bauer's suspension from 324 games to 194. Bauer suspended last season for violating the Major League's domestic violence policy during the 2021 season after he was the subject of sexual assault allegations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we win. Look, I'm not, look at some of you go, oh my God, will you stop? You keep saying it, you keep doing it. I'm not going to stop. And part of the reason I'm not going to stop, because you guys need to get it right. You need to fight back. You need to get it right. You need to never give up. That's the big thing. Never, ever give up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way it works. It's the way it'll keep working. All right? Really, really that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure. At least I think it is. Anyway. All right, we got nasty words going on. Yeah, that's right. Stanford University locks down harmful language. They're worried that they've actually put out a guide. It outlines words and phrases and plan to eliminate from its website and computer code limiting access to only people with an internal login. The Elimination of Harmful Language Initiative is a Stanford University project that was announced in May. It aims to address harmful language. See, this stuff scares me. What is harmful language? Right? What is hate speech? And don't tell me I'll know it when I hear it, because everybody hears hate speech differently. According to the guide, its goal is to eliminate many forms of harmful language, which include, you know, racist, violent, biased, disability bias, ethnic bias, ethnic slurs, gender bias, implicit bias, sexual bias, and more. These people, you couldn't tell a joke with these people. Not when I go to jail or something. The code also aims to educate others on the impact that words can have. Look, I hate to say this. No, actually, I don't hate to say it. I got to stop. I've got to learn how to. I know words can be hurtful. I got it. But really, when are they hurtful? If somebody looked at me and said, you know, when I was younger, you're a lazy, blah, 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 you'll never amount to anything, I have a choice in the back of my head to accept those words, to accept that statement, and feel bad about myself, or I can go, no, that person's a jerk. I don't know. You know, I mean, people are nasty. People are hateful. Okay, and especially when you're, let me tell you what, the most quote-unquote hateful speech, the most nasty thing said to someone is usually by someone else who is envious of that person. Really, seriously. You have people, you know, that will say stuff to me, and I'm not, you know, again, I'm not going to go into, oh, woe is Joe, because that's not it at all, but I've had people say stuff to me, I know what it is. Right? The bottom line with it is, they're mad at something that I'm doing that they think I'm getting away with. I used to say a while back, you know, they were attacking me continuously on Facebook. I can hop on Facebook during the day at any particular point in time, and somebody would have put out something about me that was untrue, twisted truth, whatever, flat out lies. And I started, well, I hate to say it this way, but I did. I trumpetized them. Right? Not traumatized, trumpetized. And I trumpetized them because what I did was I punched back. And I would punch back with reality. I would punch back with fact. Okay? And I wouldn't do it something like the CDC says. I wouldn't do that. I would say anybody with two brain cells would see that these kids are being traumatized by these masks. They're not helping. There's so many people wearing masks that have been all shot up with this phony serum, are going to the hospital too. Explain that to me. Explain to me how people with this shock that you were told it would keep you from getting it at first, and then when they realized that was a lie and it was getting out, it would make your chances less of like dying in the hospital. I mean, I went through the whole thing with these people. And you know what happened? They stopped. They stopped because they couldn't push back. Seriously. I mean, I can go through story after story. So now, nothing. Every once in a while, somebody will pop on, and I don't give them a chance. I get right in there and start smacking them around. They have no right to do what they do. Right? Again, 855 Real Joe. You got something to say? 855-732-5563. After pushback from the guide, Stanford University made the web page accessible, but only to people with internal logins. Right? The guide has 10 harmful language sections. Ableist, ageism, colonialism, culturally appropriative. You know, that's the other thing I always love. If I want to wear, I don't know, let's say I wanted to wear some kind of Mexican or Hispanic, you know, celebration attire. Right, being of Italian descent, my mom used to tell me stories, my grandmother used to tell me stories, that there were different areas of Italy celebrated certain things differently, and they wore different costumes, if you would. But if I wear that, if I wear one of those and I'm not Mexican, that's cultural appropriation. Right? If I wear something that makes me look too masculine, well, it's too gender-based. I mean, you look at this stuff. You look at the words. You look at what they're saying, and I'm telling you, they want to police every word that comes out of your mouth. Included in the words considered harmful is abort. And the guide states that it should be replaced with cancel or end. Sure, hey, look, I'm okay. We could cancel the life of that baby. We could end the life of that baby. It's the same thing. But I would emphasize it. I wouldn't let it go by. Okay? I mean, it's wrong. You know it's wrong. 855-REAL-CHO. 855-732-5563. Among other words, the university asks you to avoid is what they refer to as imprecise language. For instance, American. Well, instead of using American, use the word U.S. citizen. Because American typically refers to people from the United States only. Well, that's not true. I've got lots of immigrant friends. They proudly say, I'm an American now. They love it when you call them an American. I'm an American of Italian descent. Right? My mom, who became a naturalized citizen, she's an American. They don't have a problem with it. You know what's a problem with this? The far left lunatics. They're the ones that have a problem with this. They grab these immigrants, take them under their arm, and they say, oh, no, you are offended by this. You need to be offended. You don't understand. You know, you really don't get what they're saying about you. They're putting you down. You should feel bad about this. I mean, they're working overtime. They're trying to get these people to understand. Anyway, I just find all this stuff. There's other things. We in California, specifically, are what, 42nd in the country when it comes to education? Right? And we're worried about pronouns. We're worried about things like the preferred pronouns. And by the way, they're called preferred pronouns. They're called preferred pronouns for a reason. You can't just, look at it, I got news for you. The English language, not fluid. Has it changed over the years? Sure. But the word murder, kill, death, they haven't changed. They're the same. It's not fluid. We add words to it. Right? Maybe the computer wasn't in there. I don't know. Solid state drive probably wasn't in there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of terminologies that weren't in there. But the basics are still there. They haven't changed. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Baby, we are back. Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of it. Be part of the solution. It's the best way to be. And by the way, we have listeners in Northern California. And I know they had an earthquake up there, so, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to you guys. I don't know what we can do for you. It's just, I tell people all the time, you want to get involved in this, you want to help somebody out that has had this happen to them, you know, maybe some damage to their homes or what have you. The thing you have to be careful of, do not give your money, do not give your information out to people, to organizations that call and tell you they're helping. You know, your best bet, I know they're not the best in the world, but stay with organizations you know. I mean, seriously, stay with organizations you know. That way there's no question at all as to where the money's going. You know where it's going. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Okay. It just gets better and better and better. You're seeing a nationwide spike. I don't know if you guys knew this. Maybe you did. You're smarter. Most of you are smarter than I am. You see a nationwide spike in children's respiratory illnesses. Flu, chest, colds, that kind of stuff. And it's just this year. I mean, it just started happening 6 months or so ago. And the CDC is now investigating the possible spike in cases. These invasive infections among children. Notice they're not, you know, older folks as much. But in children. Most of it is, well, starts with strep throat. Now, what has been the thing that we have forced our kids to do that doesn't help their bodies? It's simple. If you think about it, it's extremely simple. It's the masks. You have kept them away from every disease known to mankind. Their immune system, the one that, depending on how you look at it, the one that God gave them or Mother Nature gave them, right? I mean, their immune system has not been exposed to these things. Well, when you're not exposed to them, what do you expect it to do? It doesn't know how to fight it. It doesn't know what to do with it. In all seriousness. So now you got the kids. And how do their immune systems know, right? They go to school. They play with other kids. They got boogers running out of their noses. Maybe their hands touch the ground where somebody has spit or sneezed or whatever. And then they touch their face with it. And their immune system picks up on these things. And learns how to fight them. But no. Now, see, we learned this, oh my God, 100 years ago, back in the 70s when I was in high school. We learned how important this was. The cases have been spiking across Europe and parts of the U.S., France, Ireland, and the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom have reported a spike in the cases of the same thing. Now, the disease and strep throat has risen dramatically among children under 10 years of age. Well, I'm telling you, I'm no research genius, but I believe that's true. What I said was true. The state of Colorado also reported 2 deaths among young children from the Denver area due to strep throat. So our bodies don't know how to fight this stuff off. They don't know how to deal with this stuff when it shows up. Now, in the past 5 years, the CDC said anywhere from 14,000 to 25,000 kids, a heck of a spread, cases of invasive group of strep disease occurred each year in the United States. Between 1,500 and 2,300 people die annually from it. Now, deaths in England are all age groups. Then almost 100 people die. But they don't know. They have no underlying cause for knowing what's going on here, what's happening. Now, one doctor says, well, you know, we don't know. All this that went down may have had an impact, a negative impact on your immune system. Right? Making, you know, bacterial replication easier to happen. People will generate some immunity. Give me a break. You've made it so antiseptic. And, you know, I was joking about this a long time ago. I was joking about the fact that, you know, we have Purell kids now. We dip them in Purell. Body sees nothing. Doesn't know how to fight off anything. And guys like me, who grew up in the streets of Boston, playing, you know, I joke about this all the time, right? Shooting marbles, see, there it is, here's the Boston. Shooting marbles on sewer covers, people, because they had little knots in them and, you know, that's how you play the game. Anyway, on sewer covers, smelling all that garbage. And God only knows how many times my hands went from the sewer cover or the street or wherever to my mouth, on my face. You know, my immune system was running around going, oh, there's one, kill that one. That's why I believe when we, you know, when this COVID thing hit, a lot of us that weren't dipped in antiseptics, we were able to fight this off. You know? Flu's been around forever. Colds have been around forever. We do stupid stuff to, you know, hurt our bodies, if you would. But ultimately, I got to tell you, they know what they're doing. If they're stupid enough to believe that putting masks on these kids, dipping them in Purell is going to make them healthier, then I should get an automatic doctor in front of my name. 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. For my spiritually minded friends, this one's for you. I'll probably insult a bunch of Catholics here, but so be it. Pope Francis made a dire warning to the Roman Curia on Thursday. He warned them to be ever vigilant of demons lurking in the Vatican. It was delivered as a part of a Christmas address to the Vatican's resident cardinals. I think he was pointing to some of them when he said it. It's supposed to be a Christmas address of life and happiness and hope. And what the Pope has turned it into, since he took over, is an annual airing of his grievances for the Vatican-based people. Right? And again, you think of this. You think of what's going on. Now, he warned the attending cardinals that those who live in the Vatican are often tempted to believe that they're more enlightened or spiritually protected than others due to their status and rank in the church. He went on to say, we could easily fall into the temptation of thinking we are safe, better than others, no longer in need of conversion. Right? But the pontiff rebuked this line of thinking with a stern warning, saying, yet we are in greater danger than all of us because we are beset by the elegant demon who does not make a loud entrance but comes in with flowers in his hand. Now, it's not enough to condemn evil, including the evil that quietly lurks among us, the Pope said. We need to respond by choosing to be converted. Well, we need to respond by pushing back on it. Not just there at the Vatican, everywhere. Since churches are, and would you, some of you who write me emails, let me give you some straight. The Pope is not the leader of the Christian community. Okay? I mean, the Protestant Church, the Baptists, they are not a denomination of the Catholic Church. Period. And I know Catholic Church, Catholic means, you know, pulling everybody together or the church as a whole or whatever. But he is not. So let's not lump them all together. I wouldn't do that with other groups. They're going to do it with this. He continued to say, mere condemnation can give the illusion that we've solved the problem, right? So what really makes changes will ensure that we no longer allow ourselves to be imprisoned by the evil ways of thinking. Listen, these guys do live a sheltered life. Right? They're there. They're all praying for each other. They're all covered by whatever. Somebody else is taking care of the heating, cooling problems. There's food there. Somebody does their... I mean, they're not... They have no idea how much it costs to live right now. They're not worried about transportation or getting paid for their jobs. And think about this. They don't just... The church takes care of these priests, cardinals, bishops, whatever. What I really find... You know, think about something. Keep something in mind here, right? There is no hierarchy in the church. I mean, Jesus never gave a hierarchy. He never said, hey, we start here with the Pope, we work our way down here. That wasn't it. Man did that. Jesus gave out jobs. Everybody has their job to do. But there's no hierarchy. So I'm your host. God bless. If you're leaving, have a great rest of the day. If not, we'll be back. I got a lot more to talk about.